What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Right, lads.
How are we doing?
Oh, sorry I'm late, man. Fuck. I completely blanked that we were doing this shit, and I went over to my brother's to deliver a fucking... He's got, like, this little drum thing that I bought for his birthday. It's his birthday the other week. You know, like those hippie drums, like the pan drums, they make like the real...
Oh, you just got that from Nimba.
Yeah, I know what I was caught in so many drum circles.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, I've never fitted in more with my Kathmandu jacket and my Bunnings umbrella in a drum circle. Part of the scene there.
That would have been a good time, dude.
Yeah. We will introduce you. Christian Elderfield. I'll introduce you.
It's a difficult name. I'll give you that.
Elderfield. It's not you, it's me.
Are you breaking up with me already? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking shit.
How is Nimbin?
Oh, man. So I went up with the Laugh Mob boys.
Yep.
Carl Legacy, Reuven, Sam Kisseljukin, and Gavin Scott, Arnie Pye, bunch of other comics. It was like 15 of us. I'd never been before, and I didn't know what to expect, but they were like, it's the hippiest town, and basically everyone there. If you don't have dreads, you're not allowed to live there, There's no one showered in, like, 30 years. It's insane. But it was crazy. Like, there was a parade set up on the second day, a combi parade for VW camper vans. There was like 50 of them. So everyone was at the side of the street, we're waiting for the parade, and there's one old dude walking down the middle of the street, and he was on acid, and he was just fucking swaying side to side. And as he was like walking through the middle of the road, like, keep in mind, there's nothing in the road apart from this dude. Everyone's like, way! Like that, and he got up to us, and we were just like, yes, go on, mate, go on! And then one of the event organisers came over and went, shut up, that's Brian, stop encouraging him! Like this local acid head.
I've heard that before.
Have you been to Nimbin?
No, I've never been, but I've smoked a fuckload of weed. I've never been to Nimbin.
God. I'm going next year. I've been like following like all of you guys on social media, seeing all the photos. I'm like, that looks like a fucking good time.
Yeah, it was.
But I got the van set up now. It's like ready for Dubbo tomorrow. We're going out to Dubbo the Fringe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got the van set up with the like bed in the back and the fridge and everything. So, yeah.
Hey, mate, are you doing a show with other people?
Yeah, all 7 of us from Newcastle going out to do like a comics showcase from newly, like, just to, we none of us have like an hour that we can do apart from the people that are good, like Lauren and Eddie.
Yeah,
they're both doing their hour shows out there.
Nice.
And they're on our shows as well for like doing a type 5, and then going to try and rope people into the next ones because we go on first. We do our like 7 or 9 of us do about 5 to 7 each, roll through that, and then the hour shows after that. So we'll try and get people in the door.
Mate, how many people are like, because I've been to Dubbo, I've been to Dubbo Zoo, as much as I've seen Dubbo.
We're doing that on Saturday, I think.
You're doing it?
Is it the drive-through zoo, like you drive through it?
It's pretty sick. We went on a really hot day, and then halfway through is just some elephants with, they're fake elephants, but there's water coming out, and it's fucking great on like a 30 degree day, and there's like little offshoots of the road that you go down, and we drove the van down it, and then we realized, shit, we're not supposed to be down here because we ended up in like a monkey feeding chamber or something. And there were these spider monkeys just like crawling near the car. And we're like, I don't think they're supposed to be at the car.
Yeah.
Someone just
you're in an enclosure.
Yeah. You went to the spider monkey one and not something hectic.
Fucking lions.
Oh man, we parked next to some hippos, and I think they're paid to get in extra. And fat joke. they're nuts. I've never seen a hippo up close.
But fuck you up too. Like, so many people die from hippos because they're friendly. And then they're like, oh, hippos are friendly. Not even that, feed it something. Yeah. And then it just takes their arm.
They'll fucking charge you. They can run so fast.
Super territorial.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that man in, it was in the America, the Deep South, and he fostered a baby hippo.
Yeah.
And he raised... No, it wasn't America. Why do they have hippos in America? Do they?
No, they don't. But he would have gotten a hippo. Like, in Florida, anything goes.
Isn't that where the most tigers are in the world?
Yeah.
Florida? Or Texas?
Yeah, they
import shitloads of animals.
Yeah, there's more tigers in captivity in Texas than there is in the wild anywhere else in the world.
Jesus.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Fuck, yeah. This guy, he had a little hippo, raised it from a little baby, cuddled it, and he built up this bond with this hippo. So he was like, oh, my hippo friend, he's amazing.
I know where this story is going.
Have you seen this? It got to full size. He came out one day to feed it, fucking just gouged him and ate him and killed him.
Good.
Hectic. You hear that story so often with like so many wild animals. It's like, yeah, he was my best mate. He fucked me up.
He's your best mate right until he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're fucked.
It's a wild animal for you.
He, Oh man, that fucking. Have you watched Tiger King?
I've watched 3 episodes of it.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. It was like the start of Tiger King. He's like, these tigers, I love them. I'll die before I shoot them. And then, like, the 8th episode, he nearly shoots a tiger because it starts fucking eating him. Yeah. Goddamn tiger! Fuck off! He's, like, giving it warning shots and shit.
Damn, yeah, because the people that... I got up to the 3rd episode. I remember the people they were interviewing who worked at the zoo were missing arms and legs.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, I love Joe. He's giving me a second chance at life.
No, he just gave them meth. Yeah. That's all that was.
Yeah, it turns out later. Yeah. Stop ruining the series for him.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. The dude's a pimp. Old Joe Exotic turned 2 straight dudes gay. That's how you know how good crack is. Right there.
Yeah, damn. You give someone meth, they just don't care anymore. Yeah, it's just like, fuck. Someone's sucking my dick. I don't care what's between your legs, but you get between mine.
Yeah.
As long as I'm getting crack.
In some way or another.
That's it. So, I thought you were going to do jiu-jitsu tonight.
I was.
That was in my head. Oh, Mitch is going to jiu-jitsu because you've been crazy about that lately.
Mm.
But Mitch crushed my hand at jiu-jitsu on, was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Do you do jiu-jitsu as well?
Well, not anymore.
Just started, but yeah, I'm out of the game now already. Mitch has fucking taken me out with his fat shoulder. He crushed my hand. He just laid on it, like laid on my hand, and it sort of folded sideways like that.
Yeah.
Like, so what's the difference between jiu-jitsu and like karate or kung fu? Or is it just like a random like...
No, so jiu-jitsu is like wrestling, essentially, like with headlocks and leg locks and arm locks and...
It's no striking, it's more like grappling.
Yeah, it's all grappling.
Mostly on the ground.
Yeah, so if you see UFC fighters when they go to the ground wrestling and they're like trying to submit the other person, that's mostly jiu-jitsu.
So it's professional hugging. Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say that to any of the trainers or the people who fucking train with us.
Oh, yeah.
They are monsters. Like, yeah, one of the instructors has, like, he's, like, a full MMA fighter. I was watching one of his fights yesterday. I was like, holy shit, that's him. He's been on TV fighting.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We're in good hands, then.
Yeah.
I'm not, though. I'm already injured.
Yeah. Oh, I'm injured, too. Like, I fucked my back. I can't lay on my stomach because, like, my sternum feels cracked. I'm, like, I'm all sorts of messed up as well.
Is this your pre-fight MMA?
No, I'm not playing.
Trash talk, like, my arm doesn't work, my chest is fucked, but I'll take you down, motherfucker!
Yeah, I feel really, like, I always feel really good after it. Like, it's a good workout, so it's like, it's good. I walk in in a bad mood, like a shitty day at work, and I walk out, like, just feeling great. Right, so
it is like a fight club for you.
Yeah, sort of.
The only difference is we are talking about it.
Yeah, and I'm just getting beat up every night. So
Bobby, you know Bobby's son, dude. He's a tall, lanky Indian dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I met him once at the Stag and Hunter when I was hosting.
Yeah.
He's like,
get you fucked up.
Yeah, he's like permanently stoned. Yeah.
That's funny.
Such a funny guy.
Yeah. He got us, like, he runs the course on Friday at the PCYC. He's like a purple belt, I think, in it. So he's pretty fucking good.
Man, the amount of fucking weed he smokes, he should be a green belt. He's permanently a green belt. That's it. And just get the belt, grind it up, smoke that.
He's a fucking pain in the ass, though. It's like, oh no, I've got a story about Bobby. Oh, fuck it, I'll tell it. I was at the Rogue Scholar, the one that James set up last weekend. And Bobby brings, like, he's always got a mate with him. Got a fucking mate. Like, some dude that he met on some meditation thing somewhere. Yeah. And they're always, like, these fucking crazy spiritual people. He brings a doctor along.
a doctor?
Yeah, an actual doctor. Yeah. Like, young dude, but an actual doctor. Brings him along to the show. And then I get up to, like, go grab a beer or something. I come back, and the doctor's in my seat next to Shaz. And Bobby's just told him to sit there. I walk back in, and I don't want to be a fucking dick and interrupt the show. Like, someone's doing a set, and I don't want to be like, you're in my seat, and cause a fucking fuss. Yeah. That's a pretty small room.
Yeah.
And so I fuck the show up. So I just, like, keep walking out through. I'm like, fucking Bobby. So then Bobby comes down the hall and just, like, ducks into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's, like, in there for, like, 15 minutes.
I wonder what
he
was doing.
I'm not hearing any shitting noises.
There's no soup cans being dropped in there.
Yeah. Oh, so I just, fuck you, Bobby. So I just bang on the door. Right. Like, just make him super paranoid. And he's like, hey, what? Who's there? I just say nothing. Stand there. Let him figure it out. Like, fuck you, you can't. Put your doctor boyfriend in my mouth. Fuck you. But Bobby did say sit under the aircon. It was like a spare seat, but the aircon was dripping. So he must have just went like, nah, fuck that. I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just give
your mate,
chair,
Bobby. Right? Fucking hell. I can't compete with doctors. Jesus Christ.
Just this young... I'm assuming he was attractive.
Very attractive.
Yeah, sitting next to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
So I just went out the back and hung with the comics and drank my beer. She turned up, which was good.
Yeah.
I guess he finished, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Fucking Bobby.
Yeah, it's... He's up in Brisbane now, training for the... some fucking huge international tournament for jiu-jitsu now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, he's not doing Friday classes, leg locks anymore.
That was it, just that the one.
The two. He did two.
Now he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Got our $80. See you later.
Yeah. Oh, did you sign up as well for the $80?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm in. Once my hand heals.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't see it here because the light's fucked, but yeah, it's a nice bruise coming up.
Oh, good.
It's going to be fucking great.
You get it upgrade yet?
No, I didn't get it upgrade.
It's not even that swollen, honestly.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm not that bad.
Judging by the rate that it's healing, I was like, it's a sprain.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor.
It was...
But Shaz knows one if I need one, so...
Oh, fuck.
So how old's this guy, then? Like, what's the deal with the doctor guy? Have you seen him again?
No, that was the one time I've seen him. Bobby does this thing where he brings random people to comedy shows and then just fucks off and you never see him again.
Dude, that's great. A comedian that brings a friend.
Yeah, he always brings
a friend. They're very rare.
Yeah.
You can always tell how long someone's been doing comedy by how little friends they have bring along to a gig.
Why, the longer you're doing it, the less friends you have?
I feel that's the way, yeah. It's like, are you doing a show tonight? Yeah, anything new? Nah, okay, I'm good.
Same shit I've been doing for 3 years.
Hey, is it supposed to be plugged in?
Yeah.
How is the fucking mics picking up on the computer?
I don't fucking know. You set this up.
Oh my god.
Does that make a difference?
Probably.
You plug something in.
How the fuck? I couldn't even sound check.
just all of these action figures light up in a secret room. Just to...
Yeah.
Are we recording?
We're going.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a quick swap. All
right.
He's like, you come down 2 hours early, do the podcast. I'm like, yeah, man, it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, mate, on the drive up here, I was just fucking, anticipating. That's all I talked about, wasn't it? All I talked about on the way up.
Yeah. Fuck, we've let you down so badly.
I was like, we're going to have voices translated through three different microphones. We're going to have this weird little pop shield in front of...
Yeah, it looked so professional when you walked in, didn't it? Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Yeah, this is literally all the gear and no idea. That's a podcast name.
All the gear, no idea.
This was it about Nimbin, right? The Mardi Gras Festival is a festival to... it's basically a big protest for the legalization of weed.
Yeah.
And there was the protest happened on a Sunday, and it was supposed to happen at 2 p.m. We got there at 1:50, got a place. One of the organizers came up and was like, hey, guys, I know it's supposed to happen at 2, but we're going to have to push it back to 1:30. I was like, really? The protest to legalize cannabis is late?
Yeah.
How on brand that is. Yeah.
You couldn't write that.
No, it was a crazy time. It was amazing.
Fucking Legacy would have fit right in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. So Kizajukin. So during the days, there's not really much to do during the days, and there's this tent that we played stoned chess in.
Yeah.
Stone chess tournament. The guy running it, no organizational skills whatsoever.
Surprising. Okay.
Right?
Wouldn't have guessed it.
Just had this whiteboard of who's versing who. He goes, right, we got four boards of chess, and he made other chess pieces out of hemp. A chessboard out there. Nobody used that because it just didn't look like a chessboard. The hemp pieces, the horse looked like a fucking piece of old chewing gum. So, Kizajukin played three games of chess, won all three of them, and then by default won the entire competition. Yeah. I don't think we're recording, are we?
No, we're on the laptop.
Oh, we are? Yeah. Okay. So he won the whole competition, right? So his prize for winning the whole competition was this, like, it was a fucking trophy made out of hemp. It was like a 2D trophy thing.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
and his prize was an ounce of weed.
Oh, gosh, shit. That's pretty good.
How good is that?
That's
not bad at all.
Yeah. You had to smoke it all there, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they had fucking roadblocks outside.
Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Right, get this. Okay.
You just outed him for committing a crime, too.
This happened on the morning of and the night before, okay? So the morning of the Monday where everyone's leaving, there's only two roads out of Nimbin. Mm. So either side is blocked off with these police drug test things.
Yeah.
So everyone's getting pulled over and tested, and they test for cannabis, ecstasy, and methamphetamine. I'm like, right, great. I know what I'll do. Acid and ket all weekend, all right? So I had these two bags. I ran out the first bag of ketamine I ran out of, and I had another bag that looked exactly like ketamine. I was like, fucking yeah, cool. I started doing it, and I was like, why am I not feeling wavy? Started doing it more and more and more, and then I just started gurning my fucking face off. My eyes were like dinner plates. I was like, shit, this is MDMA.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So the one thing I've avoided all weekend, I've accidentally just, what am I going to do in the roadblock? Oh, I'm sorry, officer, I accidentally brought a bag of MD with me. Oh,
I know what you're going to do. You're going to tell the police officer you love him. You're going to turn the music up and you're going to dance with him. He's going to be like, you know what? Let him go.
You know what, man? Blue lights do matter. Can I go home now?
So fucking everyone's got a theory in Nimbin of how to get through these drug tests, right? So I'm
drinking vinegar and all
remedies. So I electric toothbrush my entire tongue, the back of my throat, my cheeks, my gums, everything. One guy was like, okay, take a lozenge. So I bought some Strepsils, took that. Then everyone was saying, wash your mouth out with apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that's
so
the one.
I get in the local store, I get the apple cider vinegar. I've got like my hat backwards. I've got this fucking singlet on. I look like the personification of MDMA. Like I'm fucking rave with my glasses on, fucking hungover as shit. I get up to the counter with just apple cider vinegar. And the woman behind it just goes, "You're a bit of a naughty boy last night, weren't you? Trying to get out of town unscathed, are we?" I was like, forced to admit it as well. I was like, okay, yeah. I brought two bags along. I accidentally did MDMA last night. And she was like, yeah, take this, but I'll tell you what my remedy is. I took ecstasy the other weekend, got drug swab. Luckily, I had a mandarin in the car. So I ate the mandarin. Then what you do, just before they test you, fucking mung on some skin, the mandarin skin, it'll coat your tongue. So fucking, I've had a strepsil, I've just fucking done this apple cider vinegar, by the way, 8% acidity. Yeah, I've brushed all the film out of my tongue, so I've acid my, I'm fucking, it's like aliens blood burning through my mouth. And so we get up to this roadblock, the guy swabs my tongue. We're all in the car. There's me. Marty Bright is behind me. He's got fucking dreads, right? Gavin Scott's next to him. He looks like he was born high. And there's Arnie Pye with like a homemade singlet where he cut off the sleeves himself from an Inban t-shirt. And he's got these like speed dealer glasses on. And there is no way we're not getting pulled over. So they take the swab test and go, "Oh, just wait 3 minutes, boys. The results will come then." And we're like, fuck, it was the longest 3 minutes of our lives, right? So they take the police dog around the car, the dog sniffing different parts of the car. And this woman who's got the dog has a gun as well as a dog. So I wanted to lean out and go, "Oh, you've got a really cute gun. That dog looks really dangerous, though." And I was like, just trying to hold back the riffs. Yeah. I was like, "Fucking shut up. Don't riff with the police. Like, it's not going to work out well. Bad crowd." So she's walking around the car with the dog and just goes, "Sit, sit, sit." And, like, apparently they train the dogs to sit when
there's drugs.
Yeah. But, like, it's
she's
a dog.
She's telling it to sit there.
Yeah. But it's a dog. Like, surely all dogs sit when
they're told. At least the good boys do.
But luckily, this dog had no respect for this person, so it just didn't sit. So I was like, "Oh, thank God." So the guy comes back with the results, and we're like fucking sweating. Oh my God. And he's got my license in his hand, and he leans in the window, looks at all four of us, and just goes, "So, where are you headed today, boys?" "Oh, back to Sydney." And he looks at me and just goes, "You doing it all in one hit, are you?" And I was like, "Yep." And then he looks at all four of us dead in the eyes and with the most ominous tone, gives me back my license and goes, "You have a safe drive there, boys." and he just walked off, and it was like he knew that I had done the cider vinegar.
He would have been able to smell it.
Yeah. I reckon if they test for apple cider vinegar, that is a surefire way to know that someone's been naughty.
You got away with it.
Yeah. We celebrated.
One of the remedies worked.
Oh, man. We celebrated and then proceeded not to talk to each other for the next 3 hours because everyone was so coming down from the weekend.
That is a rough drive. You did it in one hit, did you?
Yeah. Luckily, Marty Bright has a license. We did 2 hours each. Yeah, it was okay.
Is that only 4 hours from Sydney?
No, it's 9 and a half.
Oh, so you just went 2-2.
Yeah, but with stops, it took 12.
Right.
It took ages, man. Damn. Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
That is not a good drive to do when you're fucked up.
Tell me about it.
That is rough.
It was so rough as well because I got confused with the ketamine and the MDMA. Like, one nostril was, like, horse tranquilizer and the other nostril was, like, MDMA. So, like, the next morning, like, I'm driving, I'm falling asleep because I got fucking tranquilizer in my nose. And then suddenly a little bit of MDMA would drip down the back of my throat and fucking perk me up again. I'm awake.
Oh man, that's what police need to start swabbing nostrils instead of mouths. You'd be fucked.
Just an officer leaning in the window, putting his finger up your nose. Yeah. Just stay right there.
He does it like the old fucking 80s cop shows where they used to dab and taste the coke, but he just does it with your nose.
Actually, officer, I shelved my drugs.
Yeah. Have a look at that. Oh, there's definitely MDMA in this, and it's gluten free as well.
Oh, shit.
Fucking oh man.
So I think last night was pretty good. We did a gig at the Stag, which was sweet.
Yeah, how did that go? That gig's always amazing.
It was fucking weird, man. Yeah, it's very it was a weird room. It was, they weren't laughing like they usually do. Like, you know, it's usually pretty easy. Like,
yeah,
you go up there with half a joke, people will laugh, it's really friendly.
Yeah.
Nah, people sitting there with their arms crossed, like, that can make me laugh.
So what jokes did you do? What did you want to hit that didn't hit?
Everything.
10 minutes I did, because it was like a shorter list, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try and get, because we need 7 for Dubbo, so I was like, I'll do 10, and then if something doesn't work, I'll just cut that, and then I'll be sweet for Dubbo. And I'm trying to riff this shit about, like, what is it, the bumfuck nowhere, like that saying, like, oh, in the middle of nowhere, bumfuck nowhere. It's such a weird fucking saying, and yeah, I'm like trying to write a bit on it because I wanted something to go out to Dubbo, and I was like asking the crowd, like, is anyone from Dubbo? And this chick's like, oh, I'm from Wellington. I'm like, where the fuck is that? She's like, oh, like 2 hours out of Dubbo. I'm like, that's literally bumfuck nowhere.
Wow.
Just, yeah, shit joke, like, how to not comedy 101.
Yeah, so not on the map that you get arsefucked.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's so funny, like, the stereotypical, like, how homophobic the country is like, yeah, this is fucking bumfuck.
Yeah, bumfuck nowhere. We don't want to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out with the bit. It's like, do I go, because it doesn't have to just be, like, men fucking men in the ass in the middle of nowhere. Like, it can be.
Yeah.
Just you and your girlfriend.
Well, there could be like a really...
Like, I don't know. It's
well, that's the thing. I used to have a joke ages ago when I lived on the Sunshine Coast. Just saying, oh, what was it? Saying like, Logan was a shithole, but like, where, because you'd have to drive through Logan to get to Dreamworld on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And like, I paralleled that with, fucking, what are they? I can't even remember the joke now. It was along the lines of the male G spot. You know, you have to pass through a shithole to get to the most pleasurable place.
Yeah.
You know, I have to drive through Logan to get to Dreamworld. You know, maybe there could be something like that.
Oh, bring it back. That joke tonight, I reckon.
Logan jokes in Newcastle. That'd go but down.
That's such a sick like premise because you can set it up for wherever the shithole is, wherever you go.
Yeah, it's just trade it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in Nimbin and doing jokes, like you'd have that standard comic thing, where's the shithole around here? But they're all so positive and hippie that when you shit on nearby towns...
They don't like it.
They don't like it.
Oh, fuck,
like,
yeah.
Like, we like those people.
Yeah, I had a joke about Prince Philip dying, and I was along the lines, oh, that was it. I was really winning them over. And then to get into the old people dying in the UK, I was talking about the coronavirus is taking out old people, which makes it the ultimate guilt hunter.
Yeah.
Silence. Nothing. I lost them for the res. It was killing for like a minute and a half, and then, nope, arms crossed, fucking nipples off limits. Nah, fuck you.
Yeah, it's got to be a rough room when it starts going, like, sour.
Yeah, and it was raining as well. Like, there was people standing in the rain watching comedy.
So oh, shit.
You're already on the back foot because...
Oh. How fucking good is that? People stand in the rain to watch comedy, though. That's...
Yeah, but...
Well, fucking... I suppose they'll do anything if they're high on drugs.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, fucking...
I mean, what entertainment would you stand there and get wet for?
You tonight, mate.
I've done some weird shit to see strippers, so... Yeah.
Just torrential downpour, you walk into a strip club just out of a monsoon.
No, straight up, yeah. When I was in Townsville or Darwin, when I was in the Air Force, there was a pub across the road from the RAF base where I was, and they used to have Friday Titty Day. And like, it was a wet season too.
Taco Tuesdays, Friday Titty.
Yeah, it was a wet season. So every afternoon, if you've been to the NT in the wet season, it just fucking pours down. Like, you can almost set your watch to it. I was like, yeah, it was exactly it. Like, just fucking walking through the rain to go see titties in the NT. They weren't even good titties. They were the kind of titties you'd expect to see in the NT.
Remember your fat back then?
I could have got up there, shown them out, I was done. Nah, ladies, here we go.
Do you want to see the top end?
Yeah.
I wonder how many wet and dry jokes are made in an NT strip club.
Yes.
What time in the afternoon did you? Because afternoon titties.
2 o'clock.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was like two o'clock
titties.
Yeah, 2 o'clock titties. And I was happy to see them.
Question is, were they happy to see you?
No. I just remember thinking it was like I was a like safety advisor back then, and they were doing like the soap bath thing, and the. And I just remember thinking, that is such an OH&S hazard. Like, that's such a WHS. Because they're up on a stage on, like, slippery floors and she's, like, fucking nearly slipping over. And I'm like, that's dangerous. It's, someone should call a WHS advisor.
Have you ever wondered if you're gay?
Yeah, there's a lot about the safety of this
strip club. Moving up there, you're like, yeah, that was safety.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, that poor lady's going to slip over. She'll have a claim.
there's a strip club, Edinburgh Fringe Festival. There's a place in Edinburgh called the Pubic Triangle. And it's three strip clubs within 15 metres of each other. One of them's £20 a dance, the other's £10, the other one's £5. In the £5 a dance one, strippers are wearing Crocs. So, when you get to a stage where
Edinburgh too,
yeah, comfort overlooks. That's actually the slogan outside the club.
Do you start at five and work your way up, or do you just start at the $20 place and as you get drunk, you work your way down to the $5 place?
Yeah,
by that time, I'll be looking good. Full of beers. That's how I play it.
I remember the first time, my 18th birthday, we all went to Canberra and we went to this strip club. And I walked into the strip club and there was this blonde stripper bent over and I looked straight into her bum hole. And I've gone, she bleaches her bum hole. And she's like stood up, like embarrassed, and turned around and looked at me. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, this is going to be. And there was this one lady
who. So you really liked her ringtone.
Oh, dude.
Which was a different sentence back in the 90s.
There was this one lady, and she was not very pretty. And I didn't particularly want a lap dance from her. But my mate's like, oh, boy, a lap dance, it's your birthday. And I'm like, ah. Oh, fuck. And you have to just be like awkwardly sitting in front of this person who I'm like, I really don't want to see your vagina. And then she's like, look at my vagina. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Thank God it was dark.
Man, the evidence is really piling up.
She was not like, I just felt uncomfortable. So I don't
know. How bad did she look?
Do you want me to get you tickets for Magic Mike?
Yeah.
It sounds like you'd enjoy it more.
I've heard it's a good show, all right?
The stage does get very wet.
Yeah, though, the production value is just great, all right?
Oh, fuck.
Saying it back, I was just like, I was not happy to get a lap dance on my 18th birthday from that one lady. The rest of them were great. They had the champion for, like, the world stripper champion or the state strippers champion there.
States? They have a stripping championships?
In the ACT. But granted, there's only one strip club in the ACT and there's only four strippers in there.
What place did you come? Well done.
I went there like 2 years later and there was still the same chick there who had still been the state champion. 2 years later, again, only four strippers in the state. But...
Mate, that's a certificate you could put on the fridge.
Yeah, what are you gonna be? What would you rather be? Big fish in a small pond, or that's how I look at it.
I think that's a name for a strip club as well. Big fish in a small pond. It also gives you the idea of what it smells like when you walk in.
Sorry about that. I had to let Adam know. I was supposed to pick him up too. So, could you do that, actually?
Hey?
Could you do that?
Yeah, I can pick him up.
But Shaz isn't here. She's my lift in. I don't know where my missus is. She's gone.
Oh, your lift into the...
Into tonight, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I can give you a lift in if you want. Well, Shaz can pick you up or Elderfield.
Yeah, dude, I've got two seats in the back of my car. Two of you.
Yeah.
Mate, him's a clock. Although I am staying in the city. Because
yeah, no, I'll get a look with Shaz. It's all good.
Yeah.
Are okay. you staying at the place?
Yeah, Eddie sorted out some accommodation
at the pub.
At the pub.
At the Crown and Anchor.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever stayed? I mean, why would you really?
I've heard some stories about people who stay there.
What do you mean?
And they never come back.
It's just, it's a weird place. No. Like, one of the you're just staying there.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you right now.
Make you feel real comfortable for the night. Yeah, was, no, good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go on. What's the story you've heard?
I can only half remember the story, but it was something like one of the blokes who lived there. They were up at like 3 o'clock in the morning doing shots. And he just kept asking to see the guy's penis. He's like, just show me your penis. And the man's like, no.
Who was this? This is Kyle, isn't it?
It might have been. I can't remember.
He's the one I know. Yeah.
I can't imagine someone looking someone dead in the eye and just going, just show me your penis. No, just straight, direct up, blunt. No.
Yeah,
exactly. Buy me a drink first. You know, he's just sat there doing shots all
night. That's all I remember is like that fucking weird story that I heard about the Crown and Anchor. But I'm sure it'll be great for you guys.
If I don't get anyone asking to see my penis, I'm going to be really disappointed now. Maybe that's the key or the way into the door.
If you hear someone knocking on your door at 2 a.m, probably just ignore it. Like,
sound advice.
Room service. Whoa, no, that can't. That sucked. You ever just bomb on your own? Like,
yeah,
it's terrible, isn't it? You're the only audience for you, and even you're disappointed.
This fucking podcast is a lesson in bombing. And Ethan will let me dig my own holes. He won't like try and make it funny. I'll tell a shitty story that's going nowhere, and Ethan will just sit there and be like, "Yep."
If I'm on my game, I'll have my soundboard set up with the chat. Which is really fun when he's bombing.
The Vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
The last time we did the podcast, it was a cook cast.
Oh, yeah.
With
a cook cast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people were cooked.
We just get real fucking
and
high.
Super baked.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it got fucking bad.
It got bad. Yeah, I said some horrific shit, and I was like, Tyler, you're going to have to edit that out. I was like, it was just riffing.
Yeah, we riffed for 2 hours. We've got 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was such a fun night. Ronan got so high, he forgot how to talk. Just at one point of the night, it was after the podcast had finished, and he's just like, he's looked at me, and he's gone, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
What?
We did a gig in a place called Long Flat, which is like it's like 40 minutes west of Port Macquarie. And there's like 50 people in this town. The town came out for the gig.
Nice.
And fuck it, there was this one guy there that was the most permanently stoned man I've ever met in my life. Right, short dude in his 70s, fucking white hair, flannel coat, like exactly how you'd imagine someone from this kind of place to look. And every time he spoke, he forgot what he had started his sentence with. So never managed to finish the end. I'll tell you what time, 9:40. It was a train wreck. You know, and it was just like, what? And every single sentence he said would be kind of like that. So we had a little after party over the road because Gavin Scott went up and one of the old dudes really loved his set. And I'm standing with Gavin after the show. The old dude comes up to him outside and he goes, oh, I really loved your set, mate. This guy's in his 70s. He goes, you wanna come over the road for a chuff? And Gavin's standing there going, yeah, all right. And so he's over there for like half an hour without us. We're like, oh,
he didn't invite anyone else.
Yeah, dude. And we're like, fuck, we got to go over to go save him. He's probably trapped. And he was. Like, we came over, there was a picnic table set up in this man's living room. And there's like 6 old people surrounding Gavin. Gavin's in the corner. And they're just chewing his ear off about fucking CBD oil and homegrown stuff.
Oh, fuck.
And the guy that is the most permanently stoned man just keeps starting these stories, forgetting them. And then one of the ladies just turns to us and goes, yeah, you see that guy over there fucking makes a CBD? We thought he'd be dead 3 years ago. He's still alive, the old cunt. And we got that on video, and now and now it's going to be a part of this, like, Nimbin 2021 fucking tour that we do. That's
fucking awesome.
What a sponsorship for fucking legalizing marijuana.
We need to go next year.
Oh, fuck yeah. There you go. We'll be ready.
Speaking of needing to go, it's
need to go.
7:21.
We've probably got about 5 minutes of podcast by the end.
No, we've got 25 there.
25, yeah.
And the 15 will start. It's going to sound like dog shit. Sorry about that.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, man.
It's all good.
I try.
Sorry I was late, man. I'm a piece of shit and I forgot. But fuck, what can you do? If you ever feel the need to come back on again, silly doubt.
Way better set up. I was going to be Mr. Positivity there. You're not a piece of shit, Ian. You've got a very nice podcast set up here.
Well, it's Ian, set Ethan. Up.
Sorry. Yeah. We're like that.
Gosh, mate. I was like, yeah, last night as well, fucking Cabba forgot my name. Like, I've literally been talking to him that afternoon. Like, we chat all the time. He's like, yeah. Mark Coyne. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, yeah, awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, he's got a few cooked brain cells in him.
Yeah.
Mark Beattie was on before, so. Then you were on, so yeah.
It wasn't personal.
That's how it happens.
He's just illiterate.
That's how it happens. Anyway. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Yeah, thank you very much. So a little bit of promo to both of your listeners.
Fuck yeah.
Christian Elderfield Comedy, doing gigs all over. Come to a show, whatever.
We'll
share it on. End of promo. There we go, guys.
We'll share it on our fucking Facebook and all of that good stuff.
Sick.
Yeah, dude. So.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on the worst podcast in Australia.
Mark Coyne and Ian Bentley, everybody.
You didn't do anything.